This is an emergency broadcast. Emergency broadcast to all the saints. You're seated in the heavenlies in Christ. You're outside of the 3D matrix. You're outside of the 3D storyline, the 3D repeat. You're walking in it, but you're seated in the heavenlies in Christ. I should be asleep right now. I was going to go to sleep, but I had to walk out to my car anyway to check the tire. And I said, let me do this. It keeps saying low tire pressure, but I just added air. This is emergency. The stuff I've been talking about for the last 2 months about the unsaved, the Jezebels, the Delilahs, and all those, they try to create fake reality bubbles. Like I was talking about, remember I was talking about Scarlet Witch, you know, Wanda, she creates this fake reality bubble that they want to pull everybody into. They want to pull the law into, they want to pull their friends into, they want to pull their landlord into, they want to pull everybody into this fake reality. And they're so crazy that if you don't go into that fake reality bubble, they want to kill you, right? They want everybody to believe, even though the evidence is that it's fake, they don't believe. Just remember Wanda, everybody was looking at Wanda and saying, Wanda, your children are dead. You don't have children. So she created this fake reality bubble because she was hurt so bad, pain, whatever, that she wanted to pull everybody into that fake bubble. And the ones who see through it, she kicks out of the bubble. And she's got this little nest that she's trying to create to pull everybody into that bubble. Now remember me talking about that. How the unsaved, the lost, won't to believe something that's not even real. They really are in such delusions, they're NPCs, that they want to believe that it's not real. But my warning to you as a saint, what you speak and what you see and what you reveal, especially if it's new revelation or something nobody's ever seen, and I say that, look, Genesis, everything that's happening in Genesis is happening now. Adam and Eve story, the devil tricking Eve, Cain and Abel. Every story in Genesis is happening now. Every story in Revelation is happening now. Maybe it hasn't culminated, but it is happening. The body of Christ, the things that they're doing. So these Ahab and Jezebel's happening now. And they come at you to try to get you to believe that fake reality and pull you in to that fake reality. And it's such a real thing that people around you have these flying monkeys that they want their flying monkeys to believe a fake reality because they're trying to pull you into the devil's lie. So my point is twofold. If you speak it as a saint outside of the circus, outside of the simulation, it's going to appear in your storyline. And so what you've got to do is you've got to stand on truth. You've got to be honorable. You've got to hold people accountable. And you've got to put boundaries up to keep that fake reality bubble from sucking you in. And so this is a warning. This is actually an emergency broadcast. Be careful what you speak. And be warned, whatever you speak, whatever you think, be prepared for the battle, because everything in the 3D is a copy of the 5D, the spirit realm. What is happening in the, look, what's happening in your spirit mind embodies down here in the 3D. So the more you embody the mind of Christ, the more you embody the Elijah role, the more you embody the Enoch role, the more you embody the Abel role, the more Cain wants to kill you, and the more Jezebel wants to chase you down. And so as you start revealing that the United States and every other country is a death cult and is a bunch of NPCs, they have to come after you, because you're rising up out of this place and you're seeing through all the lies. And so now all those stories you see from Genesis to Revelation, they're coming after you. And so the only way you can win is cross every T and dot every I. And don't say anything that could be misconstrued. And don't do anything that could be misconstrued, because they're always looking for a door in. And I promise you, this is a real war. It's a real battle. And when you start revealing deep truth, that it's a progressive revelation, it's all happening now. There's no space. There's no time. You're in the heavenlies in Christ. You're walking it out down here as a body double. The devils, the demons, the zombies, they have to come after you. And the hive mind is already here. You see the hive in the tribulation period, but it's already manifested here. It just hasn't culminated yet. It's here. You're actually seeing how these children that can't talk, they can read minds. There's a documentary on it. There's proof. The hive is here. And they all work as a unit, a queen bee system. And what you speak and what revelation that you see, they're coming after you. If you say, hey, I'm destroying all fake reality bubbles, I'm moving to the next level, all the devils of hell and Hades and all the people that sold their soul to the devil, they're coming after you. This is a warning. It's real. I'm actually living it right at this moment. And I've done everything right. I've crossed every T, dotted every I. There's really nothing. The only thing they can come up with is something, some kind of lie. And I promise you, it's real, people. And the only way you can beat Jezebel is put up these walls and these boundaries. Don't respond. Don't get angry. Give the gray rock method, like somebody said to me tonight. And just do everything by the book and get them out of your life as soon as you can.